Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, May 1st, 2022. Today on the Ether, the Mutants Gen 2 AMA. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I think we'll get started at 9:05 UTC, probably. Two more minutes. Then we can get this all kicked off.
I can picture you, Rex, with a wall full of different clocks, with different times around the world.
Well, you would be very surprised to know how often I mistranslate time. Let's just say the daylight savings switch was a nightmare for me.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine.
You know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I try to help out a number of projects around the space, and there are people all over the world you interact with that it's like, even in just a Mutants team, there's people from many different countries, right? There's, you know, let's just say your European time zone, you're just straight UTC, correct?
Yes. Well, at the moment, I'm 1 hour ahead for UTC due to daylight savings time. But this is London time. London, Lisbon, that kind of good stuff. And we have, on the team, we have two Dutch people and one wonderful lady from Malaysia.
Yeah, so we have sort of an international team here. People from all over, all different time zones.
Exactly, and you're like, you're in the Midwest, right? In the States.
Yeah, I live over Missouri, small rural area. Pretty chill. Taxes on crypto are cheap, so I can't complain. But as it has reached 9:05 UTC, I think now is a good time to start. So Welcome, everyone, to the Gen 2 AMA. I'm Rex, the community manager for Mutants, and Pablo here will be joining us, the host or the original founder of Mutants, to talk a bit and answer some of the questions you may have about the upcoming Gen 2 Mint.
How's it going, guys? Nice to catch up.
Mm-hmm. Going on from there, we're going to be looking at a general structure of first going through some of the questions you guys have posted in the Discord. And if you want us to burn through any questions faster, you can always type them over there. Then we'll open the floor to any questions you guys may have in the space. And we'll probably end with maybe a few giveaways intermittent throughout the course of the AMA. And at the very, very end, give a little bit of alpha about some of the upcoming utility of the Mad Scientist Labs. But let's get started with some of the questions, shall we?
Nice.
So, first questions, we have quite a few questions from Shredder. So, first major project question is, what are the sort of roles and backgrounds of everyone from?
Well, maybe you can start with that one if you want to, yeah. Rex, because you're part of the team, you are our wonderful community manager. You can start it, Yuan.
Yeah, well, as Pablo has so kindly announced, I am Rex, the community manager of Terrence. I come from a marketing background of about 3.5 years, almost done with my education, actually. And yeah, I sort of handle just the community and the server generally for Mutants. Past that, Nick, as you know, is the Gen 2 artist currently. Remind me, what do they have any formal art education, or have they just been doing this as a hobby?
No, Nick, it's a proper, it's absolutely a proper CGI designer, animator. He's got a studio in Singapore, and he is a degenerate, obviously, a lunatic, and... he's he started like doing some stuff for Terrence, and then his work caught our eye, and it quickly became the artist that we picked for Gen 2. And he's doing absolutely amazing based on the sneak peeks that you have been seeing.
Absolutely. Always love my boy, Nick. He does everything he can to make the art is really, he's a really talented 3D artist, honestly. Yeah. Rather ahead of his work.
Yeah, me too. And he just launched Teramochi in a way that feels, in a way that has been incredibly successful in a One Planet marketplace. So it's been good for him, a good run for him. And now he is staying very late every day designing Mutants Gen 2 and finishing the collection for us. So it's he's not going to be sleeping much these days.
Yeah, I'm sure he still has a little bit of work left to design a few of the final traits that are going into the collection.
Correct.
For Ping. Oh, sorry, you had something else?
No, Ping. Ping, I don't know if he's here. I can introduce him. He's a wonderful man from the Netherlands in Europe, and he's helping us with the finding artists, contact the different artists that are gonna look after the different generations. As you know, we are planning that to use different artists to design each generation and to design limited edition for us and the collectors. So he's helping me exclusively to understand and to see who are the best artists in the space and try to get them to love Mutants and to work for us. So awesome job to have as well. Which leads me to another important member of the team, our wonderful Twitter manager, which is called Robin, and he's from the Netherlands as well. And every message that you see from our Twitter, except when something is badly written, which is usually me, the other ones that look professional, they're written by him. And finally, we have a wonderful girl from Malaysia, V, which makes me really, 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 really proud because there are not many ladies in the space. I saw a wonderful tweet that she put about. It was very, very energetic and positive and optimistic about something that she got to gather, like 50 Lunas, something like that. And for her, that was amazing. I don't know. She got my attention because she was absolutely wonderful. And I contacted her, and now she's working for us as a collab manager. So we are so, so happy to have her because she's going to be very, very well known in the space. Mark my words. She's absolutely amazing and a star. Sure. And from my side in London, I have two people in the team, which is our designer and our After Effects specialist, Ashlyn, and our sound editor, Ryan. So that's the Mutants team. Myself, Pablo, my background is in advertising and design and art and marketing as well. I'm from Spain, from Madrid, Spain, but I've been living in London for 10 years already. And I work in an advertising agency here, managing a creative department. It's going to be tricky this month to do both things at the same time.
Perfect. That's, I believe, everyone on the team, correct? So you have both your studio and then the sort of exterior Mutants team?
Yeah.
Great. Outside of that, Shredder also wanted to know what metrics are we focused on for deciding the success of Mutants? So maybe he gives a couple of examples. These make a lot of sense, like the market cap, the floor price, the number of members. What are we looking at to decide whether this is successful or not?
It's funny because I didn't realize when we started Mutants that having an NFT project is almost like having managing a public listed company, because each one of the NFTs that you see in a marketplace, they're almost like shares of a company. So floor price for me is important. Floor price means if it's stable or if it's going up, is that people are confident in the future of the collection. And that is a really great indication that the project is going in the right direction. I think another important measurement and metric, and Rex, I would love you to chip in on that. It is the Discord, the size of the Discord. Obviously, Twitter is important, but the size of the Discord determines really, really, truly what is going to be the possibility, the chances of selling out. I don't know what is the exact sort of average and percentage, but we're planning to grow the Discord as the supply to have a little bit less, just a little bit less than the supply of the next generation, right, Rex?
Yeah, that's sort of the basic idea. In general, whenever you're looking at a project minting, about 60 to 65% is what you're going to see of people who actually end up minting the project. This is not always the case, but that's about what you're expecting whenever you're looking at like member counts. Same thing with whitelist. People who end up getting on the whitelist, only about 60 to 65% of them will actually mint a project. Sometimes they're just asleep at the time. Sometimes they just, you know, will be like, eh, maybe there's something holding them back from being really engaged with the project. But yeah, as such, typically the way I see it is you're trying to get about, you want to get close to the collection size number of members in your server, because those are really the core members of your community. The Twitters are sort of exterior members who are looking in a little bit and maybe a little interested. The Discord is where the real hardcore, you know, solid community lies. That's where the people will be directly engaging with you. That's where you'll be getting to interact with them. And that's where a lot of your important announcements will be going. So at the end of the day, I think you're really just trying to get pretty close to the collection size. Ideally, by the time, for example, third generation mints, if we're able to just continuously get another few thousand, maybe 1,200 for the next, maybe 1,400 after, and so on and so forth, the growth can sort of just continuously be exponential from there.
I guess one thing to consider, Rex, and possibly obviously you have more experience than this, is that other projects actually sort of maximize the number of people in the Discord as soon as possible because they open with a big supply. This one is a slow barter, right? We started with 1,000, we're going to 2,000 now, we will go to 3,000. So it's more like it is difficult to, it doesn't follow other projects' sort of blueprint. It follows its own blueprint, right?
Absolutely. It's interesting because this Discord is going to be full of people who are looking at the long-term potential of mutants. It's most of the people who bought Gen 1 didn't just think, I'm going to buy Gen 1 and then I'm done being involved with the project, I'm going to sell and leave. Most people who bought Gen 1 were looking at this as this is going to be a long-term investment, especially for the mad scientists. They're looking at, I'm going to get 10 NFTs in the future. This is, I think that's a pretty good show of the sort of success of the project, unless you have anything else you want to add.
No, I think that is pretty accurate and thorough. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Another one here. What milestones are we looking forward to going forward?
I've been thinking about this one a lot because my problem is that I'm excited about many, many different things, not only one. So it's difficult to explain, to summarize it in one, but I'm going to give you some. And sorry, because I'm excited about many things. The main thing, apart from Gen 2 Mint, obviously, that I'm convinced that it's gonna do well because the supply is really low, and the quality, the price is pretty average for the Terra ecosystem, and the quality of the images are we all know Nick, it's gonna be amazing. So I'm not worried about that. So what I want to see is what happens when we drop our skateboard collection, because I think it's gonna that's gonna happen, and that's gonna become the first time that we actually sort of are creating something real Are we blurring the lines between the digital and the real world? I want to see if people like the airdrops that we give them, the collection holders. I'm looking forward to know if they actually sort of want to have exclusive access to the skateboard collection, if they like it. I'm really looking forward to see what happens when we drop that capsule that part of Mutants.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'm excited about the fashion collection that we're launching, especially sort of when we drop the first collection of hoodies with the Mutants mm-hmm. design. I'm excited about the first limited edition that we're going to partner with established artists and to be released as an NFT sort of limited edition, and especially the partnership that we just signed up with Skiba, which is an artist mm-hmm. that I absolutely love, and he's going to be creating art for us. So many things.
Yeah, there's sort of a... It's hard to pick your favorite milestone coming up, because there really are a lot of interesting things coming up with the project. I would suggest that personally, something I'm really looking forward to is whenever the experiments we've been talking about fully launch out to the public.
Ooh, stop it. This is wonderful.
Well, we'll be actually going in a little bit further in depth into what those experiments are a little bit later, but that is definitely the thing I'm most looking forward to in the short term. And seeing as Shredder's asked a number of questions here, we're going to sort of loop around and pick some from a few people who haven't gotten to ask yet. And then we'll come back to some of Shredder's, because they are very good questions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back and sort of hit some of Shredder's in just a minute here. Let's look at Stony Hard. He wanted to know if there were any artists we were already considering for the upcoming Gen Mints.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are some artists that we are considering. In fact, that's been proven like the most time-consuming part mm-hmm. as well of the project. Finding artists, it is a difficult task. And at the moment, not only we're finding an artist per generation, we're finding different options for the community to actually vote and decide what direction they want to bring the project forward. So, I've been sharing with Rex and with some people some of the artists that we really really like. And we have loads of ideas and good stuff, but unfortunately, I can't put any names on the table yet. Mostly because they are not signed up yet, and it would be silly to put someone in the table that actually, you know, they finally don't end up working with us. So we can't share any information, but there is a lot of work being done in that area.
Great. So Kenji has actually asked a number of questions, but one of the ones I think actually leads into something we were going to be talking about a little bit is what other you've previously mentioned and the airdrop that's coming up with the Mutants.
Sorry, Rex, I think you cut off slightly. Could you repeat the question, if you don't mind?
Absolutely, yeah. So Kimchi from the server asked, what other utilities does the lab have other than the ones we've mentioned before and the airdrop Mutants for each generation?
Awesome. I think that is one of the most well-kept secrets on the Mutants project, and I think we can give a little bit more information now, because obviously you know that the Mad Scientist Lab, it is one of the most valued NFTs in the Terra ecosystem, because it is basically the key to get 9 free NFTs. Mm-hmm. Which is unheard of, but at the same time, when people started asking for a little bit more utility on that NFT, we thought, well, it would be silly if you know those that state of the art equipment, you know, you don't use it for more stuff. So we thought, what could be the experiments that you can actually perform with that lab? So at the moment, what we are doing, it is creating a website where you can actually connect your wallet, connect your Discord, and actually, if you have been interacting with the Discord, if you have been engaging in the Discord, you will be able to get some chemical elements, let's call it, and those chemical elements you will be able to use to perform some experiments in the lab. Those, you know, what experiments could those be? Well, we have lots of ideas. We are developing already some stuff. They could go from as simple as you can start an experiment that takes 15 days for a reward, and maybe you can have some, you can add some chemical elements to speed up the process, so you have it earlier. Those are the simplest one. To maybe the most complex one, the ones that we're working the most. But maybe Rex, you're going to be involved a lot on those, right? Maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on that.
Certainly. So, you know, we've been looking at something a little interesting. The mad scientists are sort of a small sub-community of mutants. There's only 381 possible holders of them. We have evidence that some people have more than one. So at the end of the day, the community has to be less than 381 people. And with a community that small, there's actually a couple of interesting things you can do, in that the smaller the, you know, sort of pool total, the larger the prizes can be individually. But as such, the experiments can also become much, much riskier. And one of the things we were potentially looking at is a system that might end up destroying some of the labs, something crazy enough that labs might end up getting destroyed. But the prizes and rewards for such experiments could be 30 Luna in value. The value could go rather high for the risk of burning and destroying a lab. As great risk comes great reward. But we'll just have to see and announce a little bit more about that another time, since we can't give everything away all at once.
that is incredibly exciting. The fact that you can actually not only perform like business as usual experiments, but you can actually can perform such dangerous experiments that you're putting your own lab at risk. I really, really want to see that. And maybe we can stream those experiments.
The experiments involved that would be dangerous enough to destroy a lab, well, they'd have to be exciting enough that some people would definitely want to see them. So for those things, we've actually considered streaming those events for people to see who succeeds at those experiments. And yeah, we might have to start, we'll leak a little bit more alpha about that in the future, but that's sort of the basic concept. It's a way for people who hold their labs to potentially get massive returns at the cost of potentially the destruction of a lab. And of course, this holder and you just want to hodl your labs, we don't blame you. At the end of the day, it's a risky venture. So you could perform simpler experiments that can net you some smaller rewards, but still provide a long-term safety value to holding them.
Yeah, and I think that could be a very, very interesting stuff to start experimenting with in terms of what can you do with that lab. And in the future, we would like to open that sort of experimentation to mutants holders as well. And definitely the lab. It is a priority place for mad scientists, but you know, we're going to try to invite any mutant holder into the possibility of interact with that website that we are creating. I think it's a very, very interesting sort of formula that you can actually get some chemical elements that you can use in that website if you interact with the Discord as well. So this this is the first hint of how we create an interesting ecosystem of mutants, of the Mutants project. So yeah, we are very excited. We're working really hard in this experimentation. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. I think at the end of the day, the winners of such a dangerous experiment, those who succeed, will receive rewards unparalleled. And those who, you know, let's just say some failures are worse than others when it comes to an experiment. There is a difference at the end of the day between walking away, getting nothing, and destroying the lab entirely. But yeah, I think that's a pretty good answer for those questions. But let's get into another question, shall we?
Yeah,
general question from Sailor. This one would be better for you, I believe. How does your experience with the IRL art world compare to the NFT space? Are the communities similar? Do physical art collectors think NFTs are scams? Like, what is sort of the interaction there?
Well, it is funny because there is NFT world is polarizing, and I can say that it's even more polarizing in the artist world. There's a very invested side of the art, you know, the artist sort of sector saying this is amazing and we're gonna seize the opportunity to be in this world. There is other part of that sort of sector that is such a saying, because there are incredible artists in there that you contact them about doing some work, and when you mention that it's about an NFT, they completely shut off. And they're like, they treat you like you're trying to scam them or something like that. So yeah, there's like a massive resistance, a massive polarization on this space. But I think it's gonna be temporary. If I tell you the truth, it is. Because at the moment NFT is in there. It's present on everything. It is in the front, you know, in the next few years, NFT is going to be the back end of everything. We don't, you know, everything is going to work as NFT with smart contracts and everything. And that's how every artist is going to be able to monetize their art in the digital space. That is 100% true that that's going to happen. But, you know, no one talks about CSS and all that. You know, it's just going to happen, but it's going to be in the back end, and that's going to facilitate the entry to everyone at the moment, because it's very new and it's the world of NFTs and it's the world of, you know, rich people trying to play. Mm-hmm. It is very tricky for some artists to actually join in. And yes, sometimes I have been treated like a scammer, definitely.
I can totally understand. I know a number of people in my life too end up giving sort of a bit of a backlash when I mention I do stuff with NFT work. But
yeah, for example, one of our you know, sister companies, I work in a big group of agencies, and one of our sister companies launched a NFT project for an animals shelter, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was an interpretation of a meme that it was like incredible, beautiful. I was like, this is gonna be amazing. They launched it, and they made the mistake to launch it to general public, not to NFT lovers, not to NFT audience. They had to pull the campaign because of the backlash. Mm-hmm. Everyone was talking shit about the dog shelter because they thought launching an NFT project is the bad way to do it, and it's bad for the environment. You know, all these things that people think, and even if it's not in Ethereum, they actually say the same things.
Yeah.
So it is, at the moment, it is very, very tricky. But I predict that it will pass, as the NFT thing is just not part of the front, but it becomes part of the back end of things, of how things work.
Absolutely. So, coming in from Blee, he sort of has a question about the community, and he wants to know a bit about how we plan to grow the community of the project.
I think we have half answered that question when we were talking about thinking about this project as an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. I find really interesting that you get rewards by playing Rumble Royale. That maybe we can tell our plans about how we what we're trying to do about the games later, Rex. But mm-hmm. the great thing about this is that we want to have enough sort of reasons to interact with the Discord and the community. For people to actually stop here and having a conversation and engage a little bit more with the community. And that will give them the option to experiment more in the Mad Scientist Lab website. And that's what I think is very, very interesting. If we open that website, not only for the Mad Scientist holders, but for everyone to be able to experiment a little bit with the Mutants project. And that will create like a circle, virtual circle about people who really, really want to come here for the community, to stay for the rewards, to play with the lab, to enjoy the collection and the story and the characters. We really have to think almost like a franchise. We are creating a almost like our own universe, the Mutants universe, and people will come because everything that we do look absolutely beautiful, and people will stay because they have fun, they experiment, they enjoy the story, they identify with the characters. It is something so important to develop, because everyone could actually copy an evolutionary collection, but no one could copy the backstory and the passion and the excitement that you think for the Mutants. Those characters are unique, and they only will happen here.
Absolutely. I think that at the end of the day, one of the biggest, I think, booms of growth we will see is whenever we start pushing out the experiments to the people at large. I think once people see, because it'll sort of function a little bit like a play-to-earn system. It's not quite the same, but the idea is there. Where at the end of the day, being involved and holding your NFT and using your NFT sort of to interact in the space will end up giving you, as you sit around and play around with it, rewards. Those types of systems reward people who stay involved and interact with the community, and I think that'll attract a lot of people in the long term.
Yeah,
we are running relatively, like, we're about halfway through our AMA, so we're actually probably gonna have to speed up a little bit with some of these rapid fire questions. So first question is super fast one for you from Shredder. How do you balance your IRL work with Mutants?
I don't balance it. Everything is going terribly.
I see.
There's no balance. There's no balance.
There is no balance. It is complete chaos. I love it.
It is complete unbalance and chaos. And hell, thank God I have two kids. My wife understands that I have to be sort of I have to be focused on. I try to be focused on the work, on the project, on the family, on everything. But there's no balance, pure chaos, as I imagine everyone here can identify with.
Yeah, another one here, one pretty fast one. When full-time crypto?
This would be like proper alpha for my family as well. But I think probably in a few months, if things go well with the project, because I think what we could do going full-time Mutants would be absolutely stunning and huge, absolutely huge. And seeing how the community is growing, mm-hmm. seeing how, we're not the biggest community, but I can say that we are passionate about art. We're a little bit more grown up than the rest of the communities, I think, because of the nature of this project. And that means that the growth will be steady, and the... But the but the commitment to this project, I think, is going to be sustained. I can't say it. There's so many things happening. I can't say it. So I think really soon is the answer.
Really soon. I'm sorry, what? I cut out for a second there. Really soon is the answer. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, really soon is the answer.
Let's see. 14MW wants to know, will more traits, backgrounds, outfits, and other things be added with every generation, or?
So we have it. So our first approach was, our main approach is the 10 characters would carry through the generations. So that's the most important thing, 10 characters that we will develop in the story. So we will give them even more backstories, even more development. We want people to feel to fall completely in love with those characters, because that's one of the main assets of this collection. We want those characters to be recognizable and to have a role. Based on the traits, I was planning on changing them, but we have realized that there are collectors that really value to have their traits, their favorite traits, that carry through the generations as well. So what we're doing is trying to keep as many traits from Gen 1 as we can, but adapting them and making them relevant to the collection that they're in. So it's not about putting like a cigarette to every randomly to every creature in the collection. They have to make sense. We try to make them sense. And if we can't make them sense, or if they don't look right, we will remove them. But the plan is keeping as many as we can from previous generations for collectors to keep them, and adding some more if we decide that there's something that looks amazing in one of the generations.
Great. We have a question from Chubby Mutants. He wants to know if there's anything we can leak to expect for Expection's long-term holding all of the collection, like once all 10 of them are out.
Yes. One thing that you can expect from this collection is that if you have the 10 of them, there is going to be something very, very special for you, because we've been doing our calculations, and I think by the number of full collection holders after 10 generations, there are not going to be many of them, we are thinking, we are predicting. So we have something very, very special for them. We can't say yet, but there should be something big.
I can give the tiniest bit of alpha. I cannot tell you what the rewards will be, but I can tell you that the rewards you get will be based not only on holding all of them, but if you manage to collect a bunch of the same character over the course of 10 generations, as sort of an incentive to not only get to see your character evolve over time, but also trade and interact a bit more with the community. You'll be getting, anyone who collects all 10 will be put into a special bucket to get their own rewards. But if you manage to get 10 Rexes, for example, you'll be getting in for something extremely special, a custom reward just for those people who collect that exclusive set.
100%. 100%. There will be, I mean, it has to be, right? This is, I mean, that shows a real commitment to the collection. So yeah, you should be rewarded with something properly big.
It will take significant efforts to collect every single generation the same character. And we want to reward that specially. Think of it in this sort of fashion. There's the silver. At the end of the day, we all want to provide some benefits to people who only hold one mutant. Because at the end of the day, we don't want there to be too high of a barrier of entry, such that new people are a little scared of having to come in because maybe they can't collect them all. So we will be offering a level of rewards for people who just own one or two or, you know, any number of random mutants. But then we'll sort of have the gold rewards for anyone who collects one of every generation. And then the platinum rewards for those who are able to get all of the characters, all of the Reeves, all of the Rexes, all of the Rexes with a W, all of the, you know, so on and so forth. Super fast one. I saw a person ask when the snapshot was going to be for holders.
Yes, we're planning to do that 3 or 4 days just before the mint. So people have time to actually sort of get it. We are preparing our website so people can check what they can do with their wallets in terms of if they hold a number of mutants, let's say a whitelist, they're gonna be able to check how many mutants they can mint in holder's phase and how many mutants they can mint in whitelist phase. So yeah, we have that website almost ready. It's gonna be ready this week for community whitelist, and right after we take the snapshot, holders will be able to check everything in there.
Absolutely. Let's see. Looking through, that's most of the questions nailed for, you know, most things. I do see two or three more here. So one, what was the initial idea for Mutants? What was your inspiration for founding the collection?
Well, I think the inspiration, basically the idea came to my head thinking about which project in Terra, which NFT project in Terra was gonna get into. And I was like, I'm not sure because everything feels so short-sighted. I'm not sure if I put some like my money on something that's gonna disappear. What is the future of all this? And then I started thinking about a collection that is not only based on one drop, is based on many in a way that they feel related to each other, and actually something that not only relates to each other casually, but it follows a narrative. And then suddenly it happened that that could be a figure that mutates. And after that, you know, it was very easy to that the name of the project could be Mutants, because you don't know what's going to happen in the next generation. You don't know. There's an element of surprise that feels very enticing, and that's why the first generation is so incredibly simple and basic. Not only because it's a homage of the evolution of the NFT project, starting for something very basic and then going a little bit more sophisticated as we go, and as it evolves, creating something more artistic and expressive. But it's just, it makes sense that for anyone in front of, you know, the big collection of NFT projects that are in this ecosystem, when they see what to put their money on, thinking on long term is thinking on mutants, because mm-hmm. of your nature of it. So that's how it came to my head in terms of how a project could develop in the NFT world in the long term.
Yeah. Super fast one. I can just answer here. I see Rizzle in the chat wants to know, if you're whitelisted through a previous competition and you get a mutant Gen 1, can you mint two, or is it one per wallet? And put simply, the holders and the whitelists will be two separate mint phases, meaning that if you have a mutant and you're whitelisted, you get to mint in both phases. You'll be able to mint most likely two in the whitelist phase and one per mutant you're holding. That's subject to possibly change, but that's the general idea for now. Let's see. I believe that's pretty much all of them. The last one, what areas we'd want to improve the most?
Sorry, Rex, I think you cut off.
Oh, sorry.
What do you say?
The last one I see is what area of mutants we would want to improve the most.
Oh my goodness. So many. You know, when you're really close to a collection, you're going to do something like, you want to improve everything. You want to do everything as good as we can. Well, you know, I think at the moment we want to have especially the mints. I was a little bit frustrated that the first mint was it was smooth, but it wasn't smooth for everyone. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that the Gen 2 mint is absolutely perfect, and we are talking with the marketplace to get that clear and make that mint as incredible and, you know, an incredible experience for everyone, because at the end of the day we put so much effort in the collection, so every character and every detail is absolutely perfect, that it takes a single mistake in the minting process to frustrate everyone. We're trying to put some measures in place for the mint to be as smooth as we can.
For sure. Past that, I think that's all of the pre-written questions. If any of you have any immediate questions you'd like to get off your chest, you'll be able to do so in just a moment, because I think we're going to do a little bit of a Gen 2 whitelist giveaway here. So, anybody who here may not have a Gen 2 whitelist yet, why don't you go ahead and press the request to speak button so I can see how many of you there are currently. This will be a pretty good way for us to see everyone who's trying to enter the giveaway, as opposed to having people who already have whitelists earn more of them.
That's awesome, yeah.
And I think we'll select 5 of them at random here to end up getting some easy whitelist slots for sticking by and listening to us throughout the, you know, throughout this bit of project so far, throughout the early start of Mutants. All right, and I see 9 of you. So I'm going to pull up a random number generator, simple enough. And let's see who wins here. First winner, we have number 4. So Luna, you can ping me in the Discord. I'd be happy to give you the role and give you access to the form. Next, we have number 7, which is Rizzle.ust. If you are in the Discord server, you can go ahead, give me a ping. I'll give you the role and give you access.
Amazing. I'm enjoying this.
Next, number 5. So Dr. Spamalot, you can hop on in. Go ahead and just let me know you're here, or you can DM the project on Twitter. Either way works, and we'd be happy to get you on the list. Then number 1, MW. Oh, sorry. Yeah, MW. You can go ahead and make yourself known. Post yourself in the server, go ahead and make me a ping, anything. And lastly, we have one last whitelist here to give away. Number 9, Zin NFT. You can either DM the project on Twitter or go ahead and put a ping in the server, and I'll get you your role and get you your whitelist set up. And past that, we just have a few last questions.
Yeah, I think there's a burning question by Shredbuck, which is, are you reevaluating your relationship with Luart? What is happening with Luart? Anyone knows? I don't know. Is there never, anything happening?
Never heard of any of the drama at all. Huh? Well,
oh my goodness. Well, we can tell you guys that we are taking very, very seriously the accusations that we have seen. Full disclosure on Aston, for example, because there have been a lot of polarizing comments on him. I have to say that he has been a massive supporter of the project. And I have to say that in public in private, he's always been very, very, very honest with us, and he's been a massive push to the project from the beginning. Actually, Rex, you were the first one to introduce the project to Luart, and they were not only very diligent to actually, you know, talk to us and patiently explain everything and how everything goes, but they put us in contact with with people from incredible established projects in the space to support us. They have been a good supporter. So that's on Aston. So it's a shame. It's a shame to lose him as a contact. But hey, you know.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's sort of a tough situation, because at the end of the day, they have helped the project rather a lot. Even though, you know, the memes about Wen Cousin are very funny. The memes of, you know, sitting there pointing out, like, they've done a lot of very messed up things. The millions they made in insider trading is a serious problem. The, you know, I've sat there investigating the allegations for a while because I was surprised at first. I had no idea any of this was going on, and it was absolutely shocking that this was happening. At the end of the day, our relationship with Luart may not be a permanent thing. For this generation, at least, we will be sticking with Luart. For future generations, it's possible we move to another marketplace. It's possible. At the end of the day, we've seen some of the things they've done, and we can't, I don't know if we can support the platform after everything we've seen. It's,
yeah, correct. I second all that. It is what it is, and but you know, one of the interests that we are defending here is the interest of the holders as well. So a big decision on that is having in account the volume of a marketplace. We need to maximize the chances of the collection being a success. So all these factors we are taking in account to make that decision. So it will not be made lightly. That's what we can say.
Put simply, there's a lot of debate going on behind the scenes, talking about, you know, trying to figure out where we're going. Because at the end of the day, we were pretty much cleared on everything. I don't think we were involved in anything directly, but the platform that we chose to launch on ended up doing a lot of really messed up things. And choosing a new platform will take some time. It'll be something we have to decide on if we're going to do and when we're going to do it.
Yes, that's cool. There's another question about timings, which is interesting. We're putting together, by the way, a very thorough document with all the different information about the project. And we will release them. We will release it very, very soon. Mm-hmm. But in terms of timings, we are aiming to, from Gen 1 to Gen 5, to release a generation every 2 months. So in 2022, we're thinking that we can get from Gen 1 to Gen 5. After Gen 5, if the project gets the scale that we want to get, it will depend on the scale of the idea and the production, because as we progress, we want mutants to become something more than just a picture. We want to add motion, sound, interactivity, something that as we grow feels more significant, and I'm sure, you know, we will be seeing more of those in the space as we go. But again, we want to spearhead the quality of the projects in Terra, and that involves make them visually richer and more complicated, more meaningful. So we will be able to, after Gen 5, to take a little bit more time if necessary, to produce them.
Absolutely. It's, you know,
it's quality, exactly. Like, help on the way, saying it's quality, not quantity. It's all about putting out in the world something that we're really, really proud of.
Yeah. I see a question here from Terra UST Coin. They're sort of asking if 1,000 might be NFTs extra per gen might be too high for Terra, or if you were really worried about that.
What I can say about that, and Rex, feel free to chip in,
absolutely,
is that that is not set in stone. The assumption for the project is that the NFT scene in Terra is going to grow. And it feels quite clean to say that we're going to add 1,000 per generation. So Gen 1 is 1,000, Gen 2 is 2,000. It feels right. But we have to say that we will adapt our expectations based on the size of the Discord, based on many, many different indication. Our main objective will be selling out every mutant in every generation, on each generation. So we will adapt if we think that the space is not growing as we expect, or vice versa. Maybe we think we have to grow more because the space is growing a little bit more. We need to react, adapt based on the moment that we're in.
Yeah. Something here's a way to think about it so far. The first NFT projects in Terra launched in August of last year. Those are the earliest ones I remember on Nowhere.art. And of course, Styler and Lunables had their own minting. But for the most part, the earliest projects were over on Nowhere Art. It was back whenever Luna was positioned at a solid $35 a coin. And really, the space was early. It has been about 8 months. The space has boomed quite a lot since then. Collections have been able to... There are now thousands of collections on Terra, 6 different marketplaces. The space will grow a lot. That's sort of the expectation. Over the past 8 months, think about how much we've grown as the Terra community. And just think about how much we'll grow in another 8 months. If you look at the metrics, it doesn't look like we're growing at a flatline pace. It looks like the growth is increasing in speed over time. Especially once more and more people from Ethereum, for example, realize that paying $300 a transaction is a little bit too much and start looking at, you know, the smart contracts of Terra running on a solid, what's the average? 7 cents a transaction? 7 to 20 cents a transaction? Yeah. So, yeah, the expectation is that there will be growth in the space to accommodate that. And if they're, you know, worst case scenario, we are willing to cut down a little bit in size if necessary. And of course, at the end of the day, the time between generations, there will also be growth in between them. Like, as of right now, we're looking at 2,000 for this one, 3,000 for the next. That's going to be a 2-month wait, most likely, in between those two generations. And then after that, another 2 months. Then another 2 months, and then, you know, as Pablo mentioned, it'll be longer afterwards. Gen 5 plus is going to take longer because there will be much more there, you know? So there will be plenty of time for the space to grow, is what we're saying.
Yeah. There is a very heated conversation in the chat, and it's fascinating because they were talking about the total supply after 10 generations. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the points that are made in the chat are very interesting for me, because for me it is difficult to understand this collection as a 55,000 total supply, especially because it's gonna, and Rex, you know, you can help me on this one. This is gonna be separated in time and in collections, so. It's not going to be like a collection of 55,000 sort of, there are not going to be 55,000 in the same collection. It's going to be launched in different moments, different drops, and different tiers of rewards. In how I would say it, being so early, is that the rewards for collection holders, if we hold Gen 1 and Gen 2, that we have the chance still. Probably Gen 6 or Gen 7 is going to be more challenging. They're going to have the chance to be collection holders, and that's going to be a few people that are going to be able to receive amazing amount of rewards, especially the ones that I'm very, very excited about are the ones that come in the shape of different limited edition airdrops from artists for established artists from Ethereum. So I'm talking about artists that are selling already for 15K, 20K a piece, and mm-hmm. they're already on board to create limited edition for limited edition art for us. That will mean that if you hold Gen 1 and Gen 2 and Gen 3, for example, you will receive, you will have not only those NFTs, but you will receive a limited edition art piece from Skiba or from Olento Art, which we're talking about, we're talking with, from many, many different artists that are selling Ethereum. We have the chance in the collection to have exclusive art from them. So I would say that regardless of the supply at the moment, being a collection holder at this stage, it is a really big deal.
100%. The, you know, I'll say one last thing on the total supply thing. It's, I don't really view this sort of as exactly like 55 individual thousand pieces. At the end of the day, I sort of look at it as like, in practice, you already have 371 or 381 that are probably going to be kept as a set. The people who own Mad Scientists are almost certainly going to keep, you know, at least one set of those, right? Just to own the complete set for the purposes of their collection, which at the end of the day, if you take 381, multiply that by 10, you've already reduced your collection size by almost 10%. You've dropped it by 3,800. You're going to see a lot of people who, even if they didn't get on a Mad Scientist, are going to want to just hold the complete collection, like sort of what help in the chat is talking about. Those people aren't exactly looking at this as I'm buying, you know, 20 different NFTs. They're sort of looking at it as I'm getting a set of mutants. And I think that sentimentality will help a lot with that image. But yeah.
Healthy debate. I love it. I love that. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, this is what it is about, right? It's about, you know, the passion and the love for this collection. It is pretty unusual. It's normal that there's like some question marks about everything, because we are making it as we go. We have high hopes of this. We're working hard for this collection to be one of the most interesting things to join in on Terra. Not only because the collections are gonna look sick as we progress, you know, the rewards that we're putting together are very, very, very interesting. From the skate collection, that you can actually get skateboards for real with original art, to get airdrop the NFTs of those of that art collection, of that skateboard art collection, to the fashion collection, the amount of hoodies that we're gonna craft with a fashion designer. You know, from different partnerships that we're getting with artists to create limited edition for just for this project. I mean, I'm excited, man, and I think this is something so unique. And the fact that holding the mutants, which is now a project in this sort of small blockchain, well, small NFT scene in blockchain, the fact that you can actually get original art from established artists in Ethereum, and you don't have to spend 20K, 25K. You have a limited edition from them, right? Just for the reason that you're holding those mutants. That feels meaningful to me. And that's the, sorry, I'm extending myself because I'm passionate about it. That's the reason of being part of an art project. We are all growing together. We are developing our taste together. We started buying a small pixelated creature, and we're going to end up with such a sophisticated collection of art that when we see them together, all the different NFTs that we have collected, all the evolution plus the airdrops, you know, we're going to have, you know, it's going to be such a journey to do together that I'm really looking forward to continue.
Absolutely. I will say we are 7 minutes over time. I'm not sure. I know it's getting relatively late over there, Pablo. Yeah.
No, it's fine. I mean, I could continue. I could be talking about this all night, to be honest. It's very enjoyable.
Well, I suppose we can.
I can drop a little bit of alpha that people might like. It's an idea that we had in the last few days. And it basically, it turns out that I check the rarity of my only Hellcat that I have. And it turns out that is the number 2,445 of the 2,500 that there are. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty shitty Hellcat, if you think about it. So it is one of the last 10. What I was thinking is that everyone is hyped about having like the first ones on the list. So I was thinking that we're going to reward with, a special art piece, a special mutant limited edition to the 10 most common mutants in the list. So if you have you mint Gen 2 and you have from the 19, it's 2000, right? So it's 1991 to 2000, which are technically the shittiest mutants you can get. You're going to get, there's nothing that is shit because they're going to look beautiful. But if you have the most common ones, you're going to get a reward.
Yeah. I think that's a very funny way to reward the people who get the most common of common mutants. I'm not going to call them shitty because I think all of them look really good, but I will say they're the most common of mutants.
But it's funny. It's funny. Exactly. True. If you have the 1989, then 1989, you're absolutely correct. I'm really sorry.
Yes.
No, that's a joke. I'm so excited about owning that Hellcat, for example. And I feel it's really special. That is one of the shittest Hellcat that you can get. It's special to me. And that's the nature of NFTs. It means something to me.
Well, this is the idea of reverse rarity, right? Where, like, at the end of the day, if I had to choose between owning Hellcat number 1500 and Hellcat number 2500, I'm choosing number 2500. Yeah. I'll take the least rare Hellcat. I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, Rex, that these proofs, and especially, I hope everyone understands that, this is all about creativity and craft, and we want to surprise you at every moment. So we're a bunch of people that we're going to be trying to come up with new things to put on the table and to make you sort of enjoy the collection, to make you laugh, to make these projects a little bit more original. And that's the nature of what we do. It's pure craft, pure creativity, and I'm just putting everything that I do every day in my daily life into this NFT project, and hope you see it. That's our passion. This is our passion, and hope you're seeing that we are totally committed to build something significant.
That is good. I just dropped my phone. I think at the end of the day, I'm just really, really excited for some of those dangerous experiments. I think that would be a lot of fun for the people who manage to have their labs, and even other people in the community. We do want to give you a front row seat to, engage with and watch the action. I think people, I'm not sure how much I'm at liberty to give here, but that is...
Go for it.
Dangerous experiments are definitely my most exciting little piece of alpha here. I think that will do wonders for both the raw value of the community and also the value of the mad scientist. Because it's basically, it's a risk, but it is a way to get into a potential path to earn a huge return on your investment for a mad scientist, these little experiments. I don't think now is the time to give all of the information and tell everything there is to know about it. Got to leave a little bit of alpha to hold on to that.
Yeah, correct. We need to under promise, over deliver. You know that.
Of course. But soon, I think you'll be very excited about the dangerous experiments we have to offer. Because it is possible the dangerous experiments will come before the standard safe experiments. We'll just have to see the timeline as it develops here.
Cool. Well, it's been such a pleasure. I don't know if anyone has any questions. I don't know if you have to go, Rex, but I would love to, if someone has any questions in the chat, not even in the Discord, if someone wants to join in and ask a question, a voice question, I'm completely open to that.
Certainly. I'm not in any particular rush right now. And in the day, I can chill out and we can get a couple audience questions here. I still see from the previous whitelist giveaway, I see a number of people still are requesting, which is a bit problematic because I don't know if people are requesting because they're just there from that competition or if they want to come up to the stage.
Could you stop requesting if you don't have a question, please, guys?
Looking, I think that most people might have gotten their questions out of the way in the text chat for those who had them.
Okay.
Since I know I've been seeing live questions from quite a few of you being posted over there. But yeah, I can't actually. I'm going to bring MW to the floor at them as a speaker since I see they're still raising their hands. Welcome. Do you have any questions?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Going absolutely amazing. Cute.
Nice. This has been great. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Got any burning questions for us?
I think you answered all of my questions. I'm really excited for the next minute.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Happy to help you out and answer everything.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Luart versus other marketplaces?
Well, I got to tell you, my friend just got me into the NFT thing, and it's only been a couple of weeks, actually. I've only just started to, I've got like five. I think I minted a couple today and a couple last week, and that's pretty much where I'm at. And my 11-year-old knows more about it at this point than I do. So he started watching me over my shoulder and he's like, no, you can't buy that. There's not enough people in there in that group, So I can't say I know much about it. I'm still trying to learn how to use Discord and, all that. So,
don't get me started on Discord.
Yeah. It's pretty overwhelming. So, especially at 50, So, still trying to learn all this tech. Unlike my son, I didn't grow up with this stuff like in my home, right? So,
right.
But yeah, again, thanks. I really appreciate it. We're really excited to start this journey with you guys. It'll be fun.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks. I mean, I'm still finding absolutely magical. And sorry, I'm going to get a little bit philosophical right here. But the fact that we're all together here just for the magical thing of sort of this NFT world and this crypto world that suddenly, a group of people from all over the world is just connected emotionally to this collection still baffles me. And, I have to say, I'm so, so grateful that you're here, man. And you decide to do this journey with us. So anything you need, we're in the Discord for anything.
Yeah, that's we noticed that at 1 o'clock this morning when we were minting. He's like, why are people saying good morning and good night? And I go, dude, they're everywhere. This person's in Australia. This person's in Korea. He's like,
I know.
Awesome. It really
is. And of course, there's people like me who are up at 3 a.m. in the States just because that's, who needs sleep anyways? You're in crypto.
Yeah. Well, we're in the Seattle area, so yeah. Anyhow. Well, thanks again. I really appreciate it. Thanks for bringing me on.
Absolutely. Let's see. I think next we can bring on Sammy the Shark because I see you have your hand raised. So,
hello, Sammy.
There we go. You are live. We can hear you. Oh, he went back to listeners, so I'm assuming he did not, in fact, want to speak. And then I will get to Sarah Murtaza. Oh, is that Sammy coming back up to the stage? I don't think either of them actually wanted to speak. I have an odd feeling that they were just entering the giveaway earlier, which is all right.
Okay.
But I think that might be all of our listeners who wanted to come up, ask their questions. Looking in the AMA questions chat, it doesn't really seem like there's any more burning questions off the top of people's heads.
A request to speak product.
Oh, I do see Rizzle is coming up with a request to speak now.
Hi, Rizzle.
Yo. No question here. Just wanted to add that it was a very inspiring chat spaces, and I just minted my first mutants because of it. I was looking for it for a while, but I was looking at them for a while, but this definitely inspired me to not just put in a bid, but just buy one. So,
awesome.
You got a wonderful specimen.
Yeah, it was very inspiring too. And I hope I can get one of those mad scientist labs as well, because, yeah, fuck, we need one of those, too.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we want to make sure the collection's accessible to people who aren't able to get the labs. Because at the end of the day, right, the labs, there's only 380 of them, and we aren't making more labs. The labs are, those are what you get, right?
Yeah.
So as it grows, we're going to have to make sure it's accessible to other people. But the labs are definitely one of the easiest ways to get the full collection.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
I think it's worth saying about the pricing, that the logic that we get in on the pricing is that you can't believe the amount of chats that Rex and I have about the price, by the way. This is just mind-blowing. We're talking like for an hour about what is the best price, but we always want to keep the average price of mutants a little bit lower than the average price of the Terra community. We have seen already some mints in 100 and 150 or even 200 UST. And we have big ambitions for this project, but at the same time, we want people to be able to join in, to experiment and not break the bank. This is not Ethereum. This is not crazy. Just for you guys to know that we're going to be very, very demanding on ourselves to put a price that is actually interesting for everyone in the community.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the purpose of the project is to get just enough money to do what we want to do, to fulfill the promises that we make without going any higher. This is not exactly something we're doing for the capital. The vast majority of the money is going to pay off the artists, the developers, the website, and so on and so forth. Really, we're just trying to get just enough to cover those costs. And it is a tough balance to make.
Yeah. It's good for you to know how, you know, the logic behind everything in the project. And it was good to touch on it. But you have, Rizzle, you have such a nice one. I love it. I love that combination of colors, actually. I've been talking with the fashion designer about colors these days. So I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with it, yeah. So, Rizzle, thank you very much, my friend, for joining in. Thank you for your support. We will chat for sure in the future.
Of course. At the end of the day, the team is, there's always somebody live from the team in the server. Never a moment where there's going to be no one from the team you can interact with. At the end of the day, everyone from the team is from a different area, so you might end up interacting with a different person every time, but there will always be at least mentioned some from the Netherlands, some from Pablo from Spain, me from America, V from Singapore, so on, or sorry, V from Malaysia, Nick from Singapore, so on and so forth. Everyone's in a different location, so there will always be someone from the team to interact with in the server if you ever want to.
Yeah, we have covered unintentionally every time zone.
True. At the end of the day, someone should always be awake. Never a dull moment with the staff there. And I mean,
yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say, we are still like thinking, we are thinking very, very thoroughly about the Discord, about giving people more ways to interact. I think we're developing that side as we speak. So, as you, if you have joined a little bit later in the AMA, you maybe haven't caught that we are creating a little bit of a way to make to get people to interact a little bit more, rewarding them with some chemical elements that then they can go to their labs and experiment with them. So I think this is going to be a really nice game to actually get people, get even more people into the project.
Yeah. If anyone else, I guess, in the audience would like to just come up and speak for the hell of it, you can feel free to do so. At this point, the official AMA is pretty much over, but, you know, we'll probably let out a little bit of alpha here and there as we just sit here and chat until that we decide that we're done.
Yeah, I mean, if Cephi can do 8 hours AMAs and 8 hours spaces, you know, we can stay here if you want to.
Yeah, we can stretch it out a little bit. It's not a problem. At the end of the day, I don't really see... I need to plug my phone in. I don't really see any...
Julio is requesting.
Yeah, I'll bring him up to the stage.
Hey, Julio.
Hey there, Julio. You should be live.
You are on mute.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, hello from Tennessee in the States.
Hey, hello.
Really excited about the upcoming generations and have a quick question about them. Will each
Certainly.
Subsequent mint keep the same character as the previous?
Yeah. The general idea is that there will be some traits that are kept, some traits that will change, but the core characters should always be the same.
Oh.
There will always be Rexes, there will always be Oscars, there will always be so on and so forth.
Okay, awesome.
And you can, yeah. And the idea is that we wanted people to be able to, like, if you were to put 10 Oscars all next to each other, one from each generation, you'll be able to see sort of the same shape and design, but a different character evolve over time. That was sort of what we were inspired by for.
Yeah, you know. And that was kind of my understanding. And, you know, when you guys were talking about that over time, there's going to be, it's kind of rare for somebody to hold all the same character
mm-hmm.
throughout the generations. My goal is to be that rare person, you know?
And, awesome.
Yeah, so that was my question. I didn't know if I was going to have to mint and then go try to find another wreck somewhere or something like that, but it'll keep me from having to do that.
At the end of the day, the secondary market's always an option there. You know, I don't personally support over-the-counter trades ever because I view that as a very risky procedure, but if you have someone you can trust and are close to, that's always a possible route.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go that route, to be honest with you, but
yeah,
I don't plan on selling mine, and I have 3 Gen 1s, so
oh, nice.
I could only go from there.
Nice.
I mean, at the end of the day, that has reduced the total possible Gen 1 collection holders to 998.
Yeah, in fact, I might go check the marketplace right now, but awesome. We'll see.
I think the other thing that we are that we are developing, I think, in terms of the characters or in relation with the characters, is creating a more of a consistent backstory. I think narrative is going to play a massive role in this collection, and that is something that we were thinking to have an overall narrative and story about the mutants, but then suddenly, when we named those 10 characters and some people, you know, based on some people in the community, actually some community members, suddenly they gave each one of those characters a real life, a real backstory, a real interesting story to tell that, you know, we are developing as we speak, and we want to do it like professionally, in a way that makes people feel connected to the character that they own. But yeah, no, it's and you know, what is the interaction with the between the characters? Are they mad with each other? Are they, what is the relationship between them? Is there something that we can develop that actually affects the collection or what we do with them or what the, or the experiments that they can, that you can create? I don't know. There's so much territory to explore that, you know, it makes me feel very, very excited about that character side of things. Because as I mentioned before, think of this. The great thing about this project is that if we think of this as a franchise as stories, imagine you compare it with Star Wars. Star Wars is all about the stories, about the universe. So what we're doing right now is developing that universe so people understand and connect way more than just because of an NFT, and there's so many ways to connect with this brand and with this product apart from just the nature of a transaction. We would love that there is an emotion. We would love to have an emotional connection with everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thanks, Julio. Thank you for the support, man. We're so grateful.
Yeah. I can't wait till the mint. But I'm excited. I'll talk to you guys on Discord, Dan. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely, man.
Cheers, man.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think at the end of the day, the purpose of the Mutants community is to be, it is going to be a bit of, it's a slow burn. It's a long-term project. The growth, I think, will start to boom more and more and more as people start realizing that fact. As people start realizing that this project is going to be something that you'll want to hold for, you know, a long time, basically. Something that you're going to want to sit there and see as the project evolves and so on. I think that as larger and larger communities start to see that and realize that truly, I think that's when we'll start seeing the booms for the project that's, you know, we're expecting.
Awesome. I think there are no more questions in the chat. No more questions here. I think it's time to give everyone like a big thanks for being there and for supporting the project, guys. So it's just amazing, and you're giving us the full energy to actually keep going and putting original things on the table.
Absolutely. A huge thank you to everyone for coming out to the AMA. And I believe this is where we will finally fully end the space, I think.
Awesome.
It's been an absolute pleasure to get to sit here, you know, just say random things, talk about the project, answer all the questions, and shoot the shit with all of you.
Cool. Thank you for hosting the event, Rex. And thank you for everyone. Thank you to everyone for attending.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this will be where we close it off. So goodbye, everyone. I will see you in the server. Any other closing thoughts, Pablo?
No, I think it's been an awesome AMA. Hope everyone has seen how passionate we are about everything and taking this to the next stage. And I will see you in 2 weeks in Mint Day.
Remember, everyone, May 14th.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Mutants Gen 2 AMA, recorded on Sunday, May 1st, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic
mutations
leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wanna me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will stream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip, but am I mutating properly? We are mutants. We'll be right back. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed if you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm. Spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the pre-cop. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Riders believe, they bleed these endorsements. Turning scientists into terror supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Terror Spaces.